In a recent speech in Washington, D.C., Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell spoke of the need to stay on neighborly terms with Russia. It's caused a bit of a ruckus. Dan Sullivan, Treadwell's rival in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate, issued an email yesterday saying Treadwell attended a pro-Putin rally. APRN's Liz Ruskin, who sat in on Treadwell's speech, has the story.
The moderator, a university president from Moscow, introduced Treadwell with a little joke that fell flat.
This morning we get a message from Moscow that Russians not taking over Alaska. And because some of the people were worried that right after Crimea, next will be Alaska, so please relax.
The event was a panel discussion attended by a few hundred people. It was at the Senate's Hart Office Building, but it had nothing to do with Congress. Sponsors of the U.S.-Russia World Forum say the annual event promotes mutually beneficial cooperation. This year, with Russian President Vladimir Putin reaching into Crimea, the idea seemed tinged with doubt. Treadwell said in the Arctic, the U.S. has to cooperate with Russia because both countries need to prevent shipping disasters and oil spills, keep fish stocks healthy, and enforce borders.
So, given that need of proximity for cooperation, no matter what the international climate is, my point today is that at a time of very tough international climate, do not forget that we're neighbors because people will be affected, wildlife will be affected, our overall national security would be affected.
In an interview just before the speech, Treadwell said he intended to warn America not to let Putin dominate the region.
What I'm going to say is our problems with Russia in the Arctic are such where we either challenge Putin now or we are going to be challenged by him later.
In the international forum, with the Russian ambassador at hand, he sounded a bit more diplomatic. Treadwell, for example, barely used Putin's name.
And my challenge to the Russians in this room is help us keep those things more normal. And my challenge to the Americans in this room is don't let Russia go it alone in the Arctic.
With Russia's armada of icebreakers and America's lack of attention to the far north, Treadwell suggested Russia could gain command over shipping routes and resources.
We've been through an exercise in the Caspian where we've said we're not going to let one country control it. And yet that's exactly what we're doing in the Arctic.
Longtime Russia critic James Kirchick denounced the event in the online publication The Daily Beast, saying most of the speakers were Putin sympathizers. Kirchick claimed Treadwell and Minnesota's Secretary of State were recruited to, quote, gush about the importance of U.S.-Russian relations for their respective state economies and warn against any moves that might set those relations back. Dan Sullivan's Senate campaign sent a 200-word excerpt of Kirchick's article to its press list Monday with the subject line, Treadwell attends pro-Putin rally, and the headline, Mead, what were you thinking? Sullivan campaign spokesman Mike Anderson didn't want to talk on tape. He said the email wasn't a press release, but an in case you missed it, known in internet slang as an ICYMI. The subject line began with those letters, but the format was classic press release with the campaign banner up top and the words, for immediate release. Anderson said Sullivan was unavailable to discuss the topic. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.